Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Today, we are going to be talking to Ned Ross about competitive energy markets here in the Silver State. Plus, our Power Pundit panel with Chris Wicker and Eric Herzig. That's next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
Welcome back to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. This is Paul Enos filling in for Sam Shad today. We are very fortunate to have Ned Ross, who is the Nevada chair for the Retail Energy Supply Association, which is working here in the Silver State to talk about a competitive market. So just for our listeners out there, in 2016, 72% of the voters of Nevada passed question three, which said we wanted to create a competitive market for energy. So, Ned, what would that look like here?
Well, first, I want to say thanks. Thanks to everybody here in Nevada for making the right decision, for getting to the polls and making the vote. That was terrific.
And we got to do it again in November.
We got to do it again this year in November. And we're excited to help keep everybody online and on track. Voting favorably for this again. I think the world watched. I know the world watched. We have companies around the world who are watching Nevada right now to see how they're going to vote in November, believe it or not. Our company, in fact, is based in the UK, and our folks in the UK are really excited to see this trend, to see people saying, yes, we want choice, we want competition, we want free enterprise to work everywhere it can. And to get these kinds of monopoly, antiquated regulatory structures out of the way, where they can be pushed out of the way. And we're very, very excited about the direction we've taken here.
So right now in Nevada, we have one supplier for our energy, you know, NV Energy. That's, you know, who we write our checks to every month to pay for our electricity. So what would it look like if in fact, we do create a competitive market here in the Silver State?
So everyone is accustomed, in traditional states, they're accustomed to just getting a bill at the end of every month. You consume the electricity, the bill shows up, you take a deep breath, you open that envelope, and you see, what do you have to look forward to this month, okay? It's going to change for you. It's going to change dramatically in a very good way. You're going to now leverage technology, you're going to have choices, you're going to have all kinds of good things happen. So you have to think differently about this. What's going to happen is that NV Energy is going to be split into three pieces. This is the traditional competitive model, the successful competitive model. NV Energy will now be a power generation company, a transmission distribution company, and then the energy services or the delivery of energy components. So you take a monopoly that is actually three discrete parts, you break it into those three parts, and the only part that will continue to be NV Energy is the part that you see in your neighborhood weekly, and that's the NV Energy trucks rolling down the street. That's if you have an outage on your block, a circuit trip or something, you'd call NV Energy to come have it fixed. But when you get a bill and when you decide who you want to have serve you, you can have multiple choices. You're going to have perhaps tens of different competitors trying to serve electricity at your home, your small business, your industry, your warehouse. They're going to come in and compete. They're going to try and win your business through price, through better service, through a bill you can actually understand. They're going to try and sell smart thermostats to you. They're going to sell other products to you. They're going to make your life easier, or they're going to help you save money by helping you save energy. So all those things are going to happen through the course of this change from what has been a 100-year-old government-led regulatory structure. We're going to break that up and turn it into a competitive market, just like every other market for groceries and electronics and everything else.
You're going so to it's something I don't think about today because I don't have a choice. But am I now going to have to go out and do research? And I mean, what kind of tools are available for me, the consumer, to be able to decide who I want to provide power?
This is one of the most exciting things you're going to have. And I'll give you a reference here real quick. PowerToChoose.org. If you can get on a computer, get on your phone, type in PowerToChoose.org. That is the Texas Public Utility Commission website that lets you shop at your house. And I'll give you a tip here. My old home in Houston, where they have competition, the zip code is 77005. So if you go to that site, there's a box that says enter your zip code. Put in 77005 just as an example. If you want to use a Dallas zip code, you'll have to look up a Dallas zip code. Type that in, and you'll probably see 200 to 300 different offers that you can accept at your home. Let me just give you an idea of what you're going to see. You're going to want to filter that to make it reasonable, and that site has filters. If you want a deal that is a fixed price for 12 months, put in that filter. If you want 100% renewable product, put in that filter. It'll scale it down from 200 to maybe 15 or 20 different offers, and you can see that you can buy 100% renewable product, fixed price, no change. And by the way, the prices you see on that screen are all in. Those aren't, that's not just one component of your electric bill. That's the all-in price.
So that's the generation, that's the service, and that's the transmission and delivery.
That's the delivered price at your house, and that's going to be the per kilowatt hour price that you see. Look at that price, multiply it by your usage at your home, and you'll get what your price would be here. If you were in Texas, that's what you'd be paying. But the beauty of that site is it's very simple. It offers tremendous choices. And if you have any questions about it, you can call any one of those companies on site. All that material is right there from that site. There are links in it that give you tremendous details about the offer. And the beauty of that is you have the confidence of knowing that the commission is also looking over the shoulder of everyone who posts deals out there to say these are legitimate deals, are being posted honestly, and they're correct. And if they're not, they call us, they call the companies and say, you have a component, there's something missing here, or there's a price that looks like it's not consistent. They'll call you and have you fix it. They don't punish us for it. They just say, you know, fix this so it's correct on the site. So all that stuff is monitored as well.
All right, we are here with Ned Ross, who is the Nevada Chair for the Retail Energy Supply Association, and we are going to be right back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with Ned Ross, who is the Nevada Chair for the Retail Energy Supply Association, who is here in Nevada, you know, working to help the Silver State create a competitive market if the voters, once again, they have to decide again in November if this is something they want to do with the ballot. And 72% last time. So, I mean, the odds are pretty good. So, Ned, NV Energy is still, they're still going to exist as a transmission and a distribution company, you know, dealing with all the wires
right.
and the
That's
and
right.
the meters. So, you know, that doesn't change. So, you know, what does change? What are those components that do change? And as a consumer, you know, where you have everything changing, you know, from your, you know, your Nest thermostat and smart meters. I mean, what does that mean to me in this changing environment?
Let's first talk about what it means to the folks here who are currently paying NV Energy bills. Okay. The biggest cost that NV Energy assumes every year is the type of generation that they're going to build for the folks here. And that is the single biggest risk that you have. Now, if I ask you today to go and invest money for a 30-year investment, you're going to sink your money into something for 30 years, what are you going to buy? That's a tough call, right? So NV Energy is faced with that task every year. They have to decide, what kind of power generation unit am I going to build? Am I going to build a solar facility, a coal plant, a nuclear plant, a gas-fired plant that's going to produce that electricity that's going to keep Nevadans in power for the next 30 to 40 years? A nuclear investment is a 50-year investment. Think about making that decision. That's basically a guess. In today's environment, 5 years is forever. So what you're going to do is you're going to take that decision away from NV Energy. They're no longer going to have to go out and make that guess and have you pay for it. You're the rate payer today. You're going to go from a rate payer to a customer.
So if they make a wrong decision as a rate payer, you're still on the hook for that.
That's correct. They're a utility. And as long as they're prudent in their operations, they get a rate of return. Not only do they get the cost back of that investment, but they get a rate of return on top of it. All that goes away in a competitive market. You now are going to have companies come in and compete to build assets at their risk, not at your risk. And that's an enormous difference. You know, it's an enormous difference you're going to look at in the future and say, wow, we did this right. We made the right decision. We got them out of that business of guessing with our money. So that's a huge difference. And I'm not slighting NV Energy. I'm not saying they've made poor decisions in the past. We don't know. They may have made terrific decisions. But with things changing so rapidly, particularly with new technologies and costs coming down for solar, there are endless possibilities, and it's very difficult to know what to build next. So in terms of the benefit of that competitive model, that's the single biggest cost benefit you're going to have. Now, at your house and your business, what are you going to have? There are so many technologies out there today that are eager to come to your house and be installed. Folks are dying to get a hold of all of you, and they will come in and in droves, and they will have all kinds of new offerings to you to help you save money. Well, for example, the companies with RISA have smart bills. We have bills that have mathematically cracked your smart meter on the back of your house that can help you understand where your money goes every month. It can tell you I'm spending 40% of my electric bill on heating and cooling. I'm spending 20% on my water heater. I'm spending 5% on my dishwasher, my clothes dryer, my television. It breaks it down. It's really fascinating, but they have broken down the electric bill to help you understand where your money goes and help you try and correct those decisions to save money.
So in terms of, you know, heating and cooling, I mean, that's kind of dependent on what's happening outside, but I choose when I run my dishwasher. I choose when I wash my clothes. So, I mean, those are some of the things that it can help you determine in terms of, you know, bringing some of your costs down, you know, where you can do that.
That's a great lead. There's two things there. One is it's going to tell you if you have a device in your home that's not working properly, because it also will tell you, based on the other hundreds of thousands of customers we have, that device is far less efficient than the other, so maybe it's time to replace it. And the other thing that happens is behavioral. You might look at it and just say, we need to raise the temperature in the thermostat, okay? So those things help you save money on a voluntary basis. No one's forcing you to do it, but you just make some behavioral changes and suddenly you got more money in your pocket.
So you mentioned solar, you mentioned renewables. You know, when you in Nevada, that's something that we have dealt with every legislative session, renewable portfolio standards. Will you still have renewable energy? I mean, is that something that will still be available in a competitive market?
No question. And one of the decisions the lawmakers are going to be able to make is what form of renewable portfolio standard or what kinds of mandates they want to have, what kinds of costs they wish to socialize across the whole state, which ones they want to make fully competitive and allow you to decide, do you want solar versus your neighbor? All those decisions are going to be made by the folks that represent you in the Capitol, and we'll help them walk through all those decisions and make those decisions in a smart way. But yeah, all these things are open again. The energy assistance programs, taking care of folks with critical care needs, those that are dependent on electricity for devices in their homes just to stay alive. All those decisions are going to be open, and we'll be talking with them about how we've dealt with that in these other states. So the competitive market is really an exciting opportunity for all of you to participate in this market, learn more, and hopefully save a bunch of money and enjoy it.
And once again, if you want to see what it looks like, go to powertochoose.org. And what was that zip code again?
In Houston, it's 77005.
Fantastic. Ned Ross, thank you very much.
Paul, thank you. I have enjoyed it.
We're going to be right back on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome to our Power Pundit panel here on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Very fortunate to have the smartest Democrat in Washoe County, Chris Wicker, and the smartest guy in the Nevada system of higher education, and my former poli-sci professor, Eric Herzig. Gentlemen, how are you today?
Good morning.
I'm good.
You're good. You're both still just beaming from that compliment, right?
I'm speechless.
You never get that from Sammy.
Best introduction ever.
All right, gentlemen. Yesterday we saw something pretty tremendous where you had the president's doctor, you know, he said, hey, go up, answer any question. I don't want you to turn any question away. So kind of my question on a broader spectrum is Donald Trump with his Twitter feed, with kind of his unfiltered non-politician view, is he the most transparent president that we've ever had? Eric, I'll go ahead and start with you.
Yes and no. I mean, it's certainly you get an unfiltered view. And that's for better or for worse. I mean, every once in a while he'll say things.
Hey, I agree. I'm a supporter, and yeah, I agree with you.
And my only problem with that is, well, first off, it's like, what's the saying? Think before you hit the send button on an email. Well, he should do that with Twitter. But my bigger complaint isn't that you're getting all this unfiltered, but when something goes sideways on him, then the transparency disappears. Then you get a lot of denial. It's like, oh, I didn't say that. Fake news. Or, you know, to the point I was talking
or
about.
Or arguing over contractions.
Yeah, arguing. And most of the time, it doesn't matter. It's like, why are we having this fight? But then everything gets derailed because of it. It's like the classic or the biggest one is the Access Hollywood tape. Okay, you said it. You probably shouldn't have. Okay. But then now it's like, no, how do you even know that's me on that tape? I was like, oh, come on. I mean, that's not transparent when you start doing that. So it cuts both ways.
He did admit, you know, later on, hey, locker room talk. Yeah, I said it. I should. Yeah.
But you walked a half a mile to get, hey, it's on tape.
Yeah.
You know, when he starts denying things that are easily fact-checkable, if that's such a word, that's it. Then that whole kind of, hey, you are getting this unfiltered view becomes, well, wait a minute. It's, you said it, live with it, let's move on.
Chris, what are your thoughts? I mean, I guess there's part of you that has to love this in terms of having a political opponent put himself out there.
Yes and no, because I think that a lot of people have formed very negative impressions of Donald Trump by reason of his Twitter feed, which I think is accurate to say is unfiltered. The problem is that there's two parts to it. One is that I think his administration, some of his cabinet secretaries and cabinet offices are very much not transparent and far less disclosures than in the past. And Obama was really not known as a transparent president, really. But the problem with an unfiltered news feed from the president is that traditionally, the president has had access to some of the best advisors in the world and advisors that would normally not be afraid to dispute the president's opinions on things so that he could make a considered decision. The problem with the current president is the appearance certainly is that very often he makes decisions in the middle of the night reacting to current events. And then you see his administration scrambling to justify that.
Or you know, even walk some of them back. I mean, I think, you know, we've seen that. We've seen that, too. You know, maybe some of the, you know, less considered decisions he's had to walk back on the advice of his cabinet. And, you know, Eric, do you think he does listen to his cabinet, does listen to his advisors? I mean, are you confident that, you know, he is getting good advice from these folks and following it?
I'm confident he's getting good advice from most of his advisors. And I'd say that about any president, Obama, whatnot. The advisors have different qualities. I mean, Ronald Reagan, for example, wasn't very well served by his first interior secretary. So
I've got to throw dirt on James Watt.
That's right. So did Nancy Reagan. Got him fired. And so it varies. And I think he ultimately listens, but too oftentimes it's like in the middle of the night, he gets up and he says something. And then, as you even said, and then he has to walk it back as his advisors are going, no, that's not right. Why didn't you ask me first? Again, I said earlier, it's like, think before you hit send.
Well, and sometimes you kind of see that in real time. I think the recent immigration discussions are an example of that, where in the morning, the reports were that Trump was fairly receptive to a bipartisan compromise. And then some of the more aggressive people on immigration got wind of it and gave him advice. And by the time of the afternoon, he was back on the more conservative track on immigration.
I think you can, you know, put a little bit of blame on Dick Durbin for some of that, you know, in terms of how that ended up all playing out. But
well, after the afternoon meeting, but I think from kind of an appearance of receptiveness to a bipartisan deal to after getting advice, a much more conservative stance that same afternoon.
All right. We are going to continue this conversation on our next show. We're going to have you guys as our Power Pundit panel on the next couple of shows here. So we are going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Take Nevada Newsmakers with you wherever you go by downloading podcasts of the show. It's available on iTunes and Stitcher. We'll see you on the next broadcast.